Father, we adore you. We honor you. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. We honor you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Good morning, church. Hallelujah. Welcome someone by your side as you take your seat. Amen. Well, welcome once again in Jesus' name. Good morning, sir. Good morning, ma. We honor you. Recognize your presence. Hallelujah. So yesterday we started looking at why we fail to follow our hearts, why we sometimes fail to follow our hearts. Amen. You understand when I say follow our heart, I'm referring to following the leading of the Spirit. Why do we sometimes fail to follow the leading of the Spirit? Isaiah 48 and verse 17, I read. Isaiah 48 verse 17, Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, and which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. Then in verse 18 he said, Oh, that thou hast hearkened to my commandments, then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. Hallelujah. Doth seeth the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, who teacheth thee and leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. Praise God. Now we can see clearly in verse 17 of Isaiah 48 that the leading of the Spirit is for our profit. He said, He teaches us to profit and He leads us by the way we should go. Hallelujah. His teachings and His leadings are one and the same. He teaches us to profit. He leads us to profit. Praise God. So the way you and I should go in this life is the way of profit. Hallelujah. The way of profit. Like we said yesterday, there are no losses when we are led by the Spirit of God. No losses at all when we follow the leading of the Spirit or as we walk in divine guidance. Then in verse 18, God said, Oh, thou shouldest hearken to my commandment, then had thy peace been as a river and thy righteousness as the wave of the sea. I read that in Message translation. If you had listened all along. Now see what God Almighty is saying. If you had listened all along to what I told you, your life would have flowed full like a river, blessings rolling in like waves from the sea. Glory, hallelujah. If you listen, your life would have flowed full like a river, blessings rolling in like the waves of the sea. Now, Good News translation says, if you had listened to my commandments, then blessings would have flowed for you like a stream that never goes dry. Victory would have come to you like the waves that roll on the shore. Say amen. Now, what is God saying here in essence? Every failure in life, every regret in life results from ignoring the leading of the Spirit. Amen. Every failure, every regret, every mistake in life results from ignoring the leading of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you had listened, if you had listened, he said, your life would have overflown with blessings, with victories, with testimonies. Hallelujah. You know, it will be terrible if by the end of your life, God shows you appear in heaven. He said, see what your life would have been, but see what you have become. And he now says, the missing link is that you ignore the leading of the Spirit. But how glorious it will be, amen, if at the end of your life, God said, you have become all I wanted you to be. Amen. This is also possible, how? By following the leading of the Spirit. Praise God. As a praise God. So this meeting, walking in divine guidance, is all about us improving and following His leadership. Amen. We trust His leadership, so we should what? Follow Him. So, yesterday I asked a question. Why do we sometimes fail to follow the leading of the Spirit of God? Why? Why do we sometimes fail to follow? I don't know about you, but in my life I can count many instances where I failed to follow and I paid for it. Amen. In the same way that I can count instances that I followed and I have testimonies to rejoice about. Praise God. So, but then why do we fail to follow? You know, ignoring the leading of the Spirit is very costly. Very costly. Hallelujah. The most expensive thing on earth is walking in disobedience. Most expensive. I'm telling you, you can't afford the luxury of disobeying God. Very expensive. Hallelujah. Sometimes for some people, such disobedience, they pay heavily financially, some pay with their health, some pay with a lifestyle of failure, some, the very worst of it, pay with premature death. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. But all of these and many other evil we can avoid just by following the leading of the Spirit of God. Amen. Yesterday, our Father and the Lord, that the Akbami said, praise God, if you are fully yielded to the Spirit of God, depend absolutely on Him and submit fully on His leadership, then you don't have to fear missing it in life. Amen. If you follow Him well, you will finish well. Amen. Say amen. Amen. You follow Him well, you will finish well. So, the question, and it's very important as I teach, I said yesterday, go beyond what I've taught and do your own personal reflection in your life. Why do I sometimes fail to follow? Why do I sometimes fail to follow? I've mentioned a few points here as God permits me, but I want you to look into your life too and examine. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. My desire is that every one of us should arrive at the place of 100% accuracy. Are you with me? Not the kind that you say, thank God, hey, this month I got it once in a month. No. 100% accuracy. You should be able to say boldly that I had well. And you see, if you practice following the leading of the Spirit in minor details of life, then you will not miss it when it comes to major issues. Did you hear that? Minor details. Minor details. The problem with many of us is that we don't apply divine guidance in minor details. It's when major issues come, you say, to God, here I am with you. I will retreat till I find. Like that young man that Daddy was talking about said that God mentioned three sisters. Who should he marry? God is no author of confusion. Amen. Hallelujah. You should learn to ask God, what should I wear today? If you miss that one, you won't lose much. Are you with me? I remember I tell the story. Some of you have heard me tell the story again and again. But anytime I remember, it blesses me. We were in a meeting with several other ministers. And I had ministered the previous day. This particular day, I was not ministering. And for some reason, my team of friends that were ministering together, from the way someone dresses, you know this is the man on duty. Amen? So I decided to wear one of my free traditional attire since I was not ministering. At the moment I headed towards it, I had it checked. I had a check, so anytime you have a check, you pause and check why the check is there. I saw there was no peace. So I prayed in the Holy Ghost over it, and the Holy Ghost directed me to wear my suit with necktie. I said, Lord, I'll be overdressed for the occasion. He said, but not overdressed for me. Amen? Amen. So I wore my suit and my necktie, a band, complete head to toe. The brother that traveled with me, when he came, he said, ah, sir, are you ministering today? I said, why? He said, the way you are looking. I said, no. He said, I didn't know. Would have dressed. I said, don't worry, let's be going. So the protocol assigned to us, when he came, he said, ah, sir, please wait. He made call. He said, sir, you are not the one ministering today. I said, I know. What's the problem? He said, the way you are looking. So I said, Holy Ghost, you see, man. I told you, this dressing, nobody will be happy with. So I entered, and when I entered, praise and worship was already going on. My host was praising God. When he turned and saw me, he did, excuse me, Lord. He went and met me, he greeted. He said, you are not the one ministering tonight, though. I said, I know. He said, but the way you are looking. I say, is there a rule that says it's only when you are ministering that you should dress like this? You didn't tell me. He said, no, I just want to confirm. So may I just say to this kind thing that I've entered today, praise the Lord. Yeah. So after the ministration, they were leading men of God out as usual. Then somebody just knelt down that he wanted to see me. Protocol was saying, no protocol, you need to be in the spirit. There are some people that should see us. Eh? And sometimes it's the people you don't want to see, protocol will bring. Say, see this one. But you need to be in the spirit and know the ones that are carrying our testimony. Amen? The person knelt down and was seriously pleading, I want to see him. They said, no. I said, I want to see this person. So I stopped there. And the person brought a fat envelope and said, sir, the Lord has been dealing with me for 2 days now to empty my account and bring this amount to you. But I was doubting if it's the Lord. Then I said, finally today in the afternoon, I said in my heart, Lord, Reverend Tende teaches knowing the voice of God. If you really want me to give him this, let him wear suit and necktie tonight. That especially there is no ministry, it's not likely to. Amen? So I wore suit and necktie and receive the money. And this money, I'm wearing necktie again. Amen. Now, what I'm saying is, your dressing can connect you to your answers. But you said, are trivial things like dressing, trivial things? Can I talk to you? Can I talk to you? The Holy Spirit is interested in every aspect of your life. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. Oh, we are the ones that choose what to acknowledge Him in. Lord, should I go to South Africa and be the apostle of fire? That one you ask the Lord. But when it's something minor, you say, Haba, this one, Kuma. You know, I hear the story of a young man. This story is better understood in Hausa, so I will try do Hausa and English in between to carry people alongside, especially those following us online. Amen. The man where they live, there's a road. A road passes front of their house, you know, and there's a shop just directly opposite the house. So he decided he was going to go across the road to buy granuts, just across. So somebody asked him, "Where are you going to in Hausa?" You know. Now said, "Zanjen si egeda, but I will go and buy granuts." Then the person said, "No. Kache in Allah ya yadda, zan si egeda no." As in, say, by the grace of God, I will go and buy granuts. This guy said, "Just here. Just across here, you are telling me to say, by the grace of God, I will just go and come out now." As soon as he stepped out, armed robbers were passing by. They beat him thoroughly. They just slowed down first and beat him thoroughly. After beating, they went their way. So they helped him from there, took him to hospital, treated him. He came and laid down. Amen. After like 2 hours of lying down, he wanted to ease himself. He started moving. That same person said, "Inazaka, inase in Allah ya yadda zai yi fusari." As in, this time around, he was going to ease himself, you know. He said, "Where are you going to?" He said, "By the grace of God, I will go and ease myself." In other words, that man learned the hard way that he should involve God in everything. I beg you in the name of Jesus, don't learn the hard way. Don't learn the hard way. Learn the sensitive way. Learn by the way of following his direction. Say amen. Amen. Learn by the way of following his direction. Don't learn the hard way. Somebody say amen. Amen. Involve him in every aspect. Praise God. So yesterday, looking at why we sometimes fail to follow our heart, the first point I mentioned is that what? Seeking to please men. Is that not so? That was the first and only point I mentioned yesterday. Interesting. I was checking my note. That was number 18 on my notes. And it became number 1. Amen? So I'm really following my heart too in talking to you, not my notes. Praise God. I said, praise God. So one of the hindrances is that we seek to please men. Like the story I just talked about myself, I was concerned about pleasing men the way I dress. But the dressing is not for them. It's for my assignment. Say an amen. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. You should be more concerned about pleasing God than pleasing men. And many times, hello now, many times, if you are following the leadership of the Spirit, you will kick against the tradition of men. Many times, if you are following the leadership of the Spirit, you'll find yourself, what? Kicking against the tradition of man. He does not lead us the natural ways. He's not a natural being. He's a supernatural being. Hallelujah. He said, "My ways are not your ways." So the ways of his leading are way beyond human understanding, human perception. Praise God. If you are going to follow the leading of the Spirit, I'm telling you the truth, many times you will kick against the tradition of men. Thank you for another amen. Amen. All right, so number 2. Why do we sometimes fail to follow the leading of the Spirit? Number 2, lack of spiritual understanding. Lack of spiritual understanding. Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 5 helps us in this regard. Proverbs 20 And verse 5 says, counsel in the heart of man is like deep water. Now, counsel means guidance or direction, advice. If someone gives you a counsel, they're advising you, isn't it? They are directing you. So we can use guidance in place of counsel here. Guidance in the heart of man is like deep water. But see the next thing. But a man of understanding will draw it out. Amen. A man of understanding will draw it out. You know, many times when I read these, I think about a deep well that has much water. Amen. You want to get water out of a deep well that has much water. What do? You tie your rope to a little bucket, isn't it? Let it down. And with that bucket, you pull water out. Now, the bucket we use to pull direction out is called what? Understanding. Amen. You know, if you stand by a deep well, you need water, and you don't have a bucket to draw with, you cannot access the water. The water is there, you are there, but there's no connection. The bridge between you and the water is the bucket. The bridge between direction and ourselves is what? Understanding. Precisely spiritual understanding. Hallelujah. Spiritual understanding. One of the greatest challenges we have in following the leading of the Spirit is about understanding His language. Understanding what He is saying. The ability to discern accurately that this is the Holy Spirit speaking has been a big challenge for many persons. I mean, this verse says, a man of understanding will draw it out. Now, here Jesus speaking on the same matter, John chapter 10. Hallelujah. John chapter 10, from verse 1, he says, John 10 verse 1, he says, most assuredly I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Now read verse 4 with me slowly. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him. Why do they follow him? They know his voice. They know his voice. They understand his voice. Hallelujah. You know, learning here, we have learned, and it bears repetition, some have not heard, that there are three components to being led by the Spirit of God. Is that not true? Three components. One, to hear a voice. Two, understand the meaning of the voice. And three, respond to the voice. If you hear without understanding, you are not led. If you understand without a corresponding action, you are not led. So when you hear, you need to understand. Say amen. When you hear, you need to understand. And you know, no believer has a hearing problem. Am I right or absolutely right? No believer has a hearing problem. Why? Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice. Somebody say, what about goats? Jesus has no goats. Say amen. If you are born again, you are the sheep of his pasture. Say an amen. Amen. My sheep, hear my voice. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. Well, in the new birth, there are no bad defects, so we all have ears. So we hear. Say with me, I have ears and I hear. Say it again, I have ears and I hear the voice of God. Hallelujah. Oh, I remember the Lord said to me years ago, he said, my children have no problem with hearing my voice. The problem is with recognizing my voice, understanding the voice of God. Hallelujah. That's where the issue is with understanding. How many of us know that if a little child is here, maybe 6 months old as I'm talking, how many of us know the child will be hearing my voice? But does he understand? No. Then one that is maybe 6 years old will understand better than 6 months old, isn't it? But not as much as you are understanding. Are you with me? You 20 years and above, you understand better than the one that is 6 years old. 6 years old understand better than 6 months old. 6 months old understand better than 6 days old. In other words, spiritual understanding is a measure of spiritual maturity. You can measure your maturity by your spiritual understanding. A very good index for measuring spiritual maturity is what? Spiritual understanding. Spiritual understanding. Spiritual understanding. Spiritual understanding. Ha! Can stay here forever. Spiritual understanding. So Paul, writing by the Spirit in 1 Corinthians 14, he said, my brethren, concerning malice, be children. But in understanding, be what? Be men. Be matured. Glory, hallelujah. I say glory, hallelujah. I mean, not even going too far. How many of us know there's a way an adult will speak? All of us will look and say, why are you talking like a little child? Because the understanding of a matured person should be better. In that same 1 Corinthians 13, he said, when I was a child, I talked like a child. I understood. No, we should read that scripture. I'm not quoting it correct. 1 Corinthians 13, please. Spiritual understanding. Hallelujah. Verse 11. For when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. Then he said, I thought as a child. So there are three ways you can recognize babies. The way they speak, the way they understand, and the way they think. Hallelujah. Actually, Paul arranged them in reverse order. The one that comes first is the way you think. The way you think determines how you understand. And your understanding reflects in your speaking. When you speak, you reveal your spiritual maturity. Are you with me? They know they hear me. I say, are you with me? The moment you speak, you reveal your spiritual maturity or immaturity. Glory, hallelujah. That is why it is wisdom when you are in company of uplines to keep quiet. Just learn what they are saying. But some of us want to mentor our uplines. I said that thing yesterday, I'm there again. Correction does not flow upward. How does it flow? Downward. Praise the Lord now. Pastor, I'm warning you. This is last warning. If you do this thing again, I will leave this place. You know, I think it's day before yesterday when Daddy Akpami was speaking and he said it. I said, so not be only me, they do this thing too. That a daughter of his presented who to marry, he told her, no, this is not your husband. She went and told the man. And you know that when people are in love, many, some, not all, they lose their senses. Yes. They just start thinking with their leg. You say, follow your heart, they follow their leg. Now, they give you advice and confidence because you're a daughter. You went to tell a stranger. And he said, That man came back and insulted him to his face. That's a confirmation he's the wrong person, isn't it? I'd never forget a sister, a daughter of mine too, brought a young man that she wanted to marry. That guy very tall. My God. He was very tall and big. Huge. You know huge? And then I wasn't looking the way I'm looking now. I was looking like Pastor Stanley. Where is he? He's even big compared to how I was looking. I was looking much smaller than that. This sister brought this huge man to my office. Said, see the person that wants to be your in-law. So I engage him in a talk. 5 minutes is long enough to locate a fool. So within 5 minutes I located, she now said, so daddy, approve or not? Me looking at this giant to say not approve. Say approve or not? I say haba. This is a complete young man. See his physique, there's none like him. See his suit, he's speaking in tongues. So I said, go and get drink and snacks for him. I brought drinks and snacks. They said, hey, there's something I wanted to show you as I let her out. I said, this one is Goliath. The Lord has rejected him. Don't marry him. He said, she now asked me, should I tell him now in your office? I said, I will kill you before he kill me. I said, when you go home, tell him, amen. And do you know, to confirm who he was, amen, she told him what he said. So he looked at her, he said, you, what are you saying? Say, Abba, I'll stay with you forever, amen. After like 3 months in the relationship, she wasn't understanding the flow of things. In fact, dear God, why am I telling stories? If you don't learn from stories, what will you learn from? Now listen. Listen to this. I want you to hear me very well. The next 3 months from after I told her is the wrong person. That man was, I don't know whether he acted up or is a coincidence, he became like the best man she had ever seen on earth. Loaded her with gifts, loaded her. This lady, all her life growing up, they never saw a fridge in their house. This man bought her a personal fridge. He bought her a television. She came and said, daddy, I want to see the kind of television you have in your house again. So we went home, we looked. She laughed and now showed me the one the man bought. Said, daddy, you say it's the wrong person. I mean, he just kept buying plenty things. Say plenty. Say it now. After like 3 months, she wasn't understanding what was happening. So she told him one day that she talked to me. I said, why not wait on God? Let God talk to you. He said, but what do I have to say? I said, nothing. I'll finish all my talk. Amen. So she told the man that I need 3 days to wait on God. So the next 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, she was a student, but school was on break. He said, I'm telling you because you will not be able to reach me if you call, so that you are not left in the dark, but this is where I will be. Say, eh? So why do you need that waiting on God? He said, no, I'm having some questions, uncertainty about this, our relationship. I want to clear it with God so that we will have a smooth sail. He said, okay, your peace is shaking. He said, yes, but I'm sure after this, don't worry, after this, it will be done. Amen. So it was in the man's office. He locked his door, pulled his belt, was using the belt and his hands to pounce on her. Real pouncing. The moment he pulled the belt and went, she said, baby, you can't do that. Is that not how babies behave? Even you say it's a baby, isn't it? A big baby indeed. Beat her thoroughly. As she started the beating, when she saw this thing can kill her, she started screaming, I have peace now, I have peace. He said, I will give you more peace. He kept beating.
She was screaming. I was joking. I'm very sure now. He said, joke with me, a first class lawyer. It beat her again. And beat her again. And locked her there. Gave her paper and biro. Write everything I bought for you. From sweets to fridge. You will pay back your whole family. So when I'm through dealing with your family, you will know that I'm a first class lawyer. He didn't stop there. He went to her family house, arrested her mother, brother and sister, locked them over the weekend. Then he came and said, I'm sorry, baby, it's the devil. She said, I understand. Even if you are the one, won't you understand? That means he has told you he's carrying the devil, isn't it? Now, but see the main reason I went to this story. Listen. The first 3 months he was doing well. Jesus said, a man that hears my word and does it is like one that seeks to build a house. He digs deep, finds a rock, lays his foundation on the rock, and then he builds. The one that does not do my word, he said, is one that built on sandy ground. Now, I want you to notice, both the doer of the word and the person that failed to do the word, both of them built something. So that you have a building rising up is not proof that God is with you. Wait for the storms of life to come. That's when you will know whether you had well or not. I mean, as long as she was receiving things, it's like, Pastor, you didn't hear well. But when the storms came, it confirmed what we have said. Is that not so? Personally, when I give people counsel by the Spirit, they ignore. I just keep watching them. Matter of time. Because whatever a man sow, what will happen? That he will. It's matter of time. The principles of God's word cannot be violated. And so some people say, they say if we do this, we won't prosper. I've done it and I'm prospering. Why not wait a little bit? God said to Moses, speak to the rock. But he struck the rock. Water still came out. But after the water came out, he couldn't go in to the promised land. There are certain results that will keep you from reaching your destiny. May you not meet such results in the name of Jesus. They are results. But their end is terrible. Hallelujah. You know, there's something about money meeting. See the way I've just been turning about the point. Did you hear anything? Kai, did you hear anything? Now listen to me. Let me talk to you in English before I speak in tongues. Listen to me. One of the greatest disfavor you can do to yourself is sowing seeds of dishonor. And I believe I want to read a scripture on that. Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 1. Sowing seeds of dishonor. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 1 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Now, can we read Old King James now? Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Verse 2, please. Verse 2, read with me. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Now, why? Why honor? That it may be well with thee and that thou mayest live long on the earth. If you want to live long and live well, learn the language of honor. I will say that 3 times and I won't say anything again. If you want to live long and live well, learn the language of honor. Honor is a language you must learn. Hallelujah. You want to live long and live well, learn the language of honor. If you dishonor those that have gone ahead of you, you will never rise to their level. You set the seal for your rise in the place of your dishonor. So initially, you may be having some motion, some activity, but you will not rise. Say hallelujah, somebody. Say another hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see, Bob, the anointing is a two-edged sword. One side to deal with your enemy, the other side to deal with every trace of dishonor in your life. So if you dishonor God's anointed over your life, the sword will strike you. Hi. Somebody help me with an amen. Tantiliki basada. Help me with another amen.
Amen.
I was listening to Keith Moore some time ago, and I listened to him recently, maybe last week, on this same subject. Praise God. Are you with me? Then he was talking about our attitude towards correction. Our attitude towards correction. Dear God, how many of us remember the scripture that says, whom the Lord hated, he chastises? Huh? Help me now. Whom the Lord loved, he what? He chastises. That should be Hebrews 12 and verse 5, isn't it? Whom the Lord loves, he chastises. The word chastise there means to correct. To call the person to order. Chastise, correct, to call the person to order. Can I talk to you? Is it too early to tell you things that will help you in life? Why are you looking like you are not in church? Is it too early? If nobody is calling you to order, your life will be in disorder. One sign you have an enviable future is that you will have people calling you to order. At least you will have one person calling you to order. If there is no one calling you to order, your life will be in disorder. Hi, Lord Jesus. Say amen.
Amen.
Can you put in New King James? This one is a bit hard. I want everybody to hear in simple terms that Hebrews 12:6. For whom the Lord loves, he does what? He chastens, he corrects. In place of chasten, put corrects there. And I want you to see. For whom the Lord loves, he what? Say it aloud. Andu makasa. Which one comes first, correction or love?
Love.
Say it aloud. That means every correction is a proof of love. Correction is a proof of love, not about hatred. Correction is a proof of love. Hallelujah. If you are love, you will be corrected. I know you won't say amen because you don't like correction. If you are loved, what will happen? You will be corrected. If If your father, I'm talking spiritual father now, if your spiritual father is not correcting you, maybe he's scared of you. And if your spirit, if your spiritual father is scared of you, you are a corpse. You are dead. Whom the Lord loves, he corrects. Whom the Lord loves, he corrects. Come on, talk to me. Whom the Lord loves?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Whom the Lord loves?
Yes.
How many of us, if you see those beggars on the road, they call them almajiri. Amen? Praise the Lord. How many of us, if you see them on the road doing some funny things, you slow down, correct them? Huh? Do you do that? The person going, rub on his body. You say, Kai, that's not how gentlemen behave. You look at them and say, no. But once your child does that, you just, don't do that again. That means the measure of correction reflects the depth of love. The deeper your love, the greater the corrections. Okay, let me soft pedal before I continue. Which one comes first, love or correction?
Love.
Say it again.
Love.
I beg, say it again.
Love.
Now, for those of us that are leaders, hear the wisdom of God. You don't correct someone that you have not shown love yet. Love precedes correction. If the person doubts your love, he will not embrace your correction. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? If the person doubts your love, then they are not likely to embrace your correction. So what you do is you show love before correcting. You don't correct before loving. Say an amen. That's why, as I'm talking now, there are some of you listening to me. I mean, you're in Father's delight, you know. I've never corrected you. Why? You are not matured enough for my correction. You have to grow to where I can correct you. Say amen.
Amen.
Let's see, Adebe.
Amen.
If you want to know the people that enjoy my correction most, ask Reverend Anointed, ask Reverend Nungu. You see them always smiling happily around me. If I give you 1/10 of what I give them, you become a Muslim. I'm telling you the truth. You become a Muslim. You say, if that's Christianity, I go back to Islam. But that's the wisdom of God. Amen. The more you believe the love, the greater the corrections. The more you believe the love, the greater the corrections. There are some that are very skeptical about my love for them. So I just smile and say, hey, God loves you. You say, won't the person perish? No, I'm praying for them. They will grow. Say an amen.
Amen.
Say another amen.
Amen.
All right. So correction is preceded by love. Say amen. Respond now. Say amen.
Amen.
That's why we call for prayer meeting. Some of you have never attended any. When we see you, we still smile and hug you. But some other person, they come regularly. They are just 10 minutes late. So what does that mean? Huh? Has your pastor corrected you before? Plenty, bang. That's why you are going places now. I remember I talked like that one time. A sister met me after service. She said, but daddy, you have never corrected me. Does that mean you don't love me? I said, no. It's that you have not understood my love. I rebuked somebody in church. Then another sister came and warned me. He said, that rebuke, the day you try with me, you will see. I say, I'm sorry. I can never do it. It's already too late. So I watch her. I knew it won't be long. She'll be out of church. You see, personally, hey, where are you talking to you? Let me go to my seat, sir. Are you sure you want? Personally, sir, I have never driven anyone away from my church. The way they say, excommunicate. But I watch the system shake people out. So the moment she threatened me, I knew she won't be in church more than 2 years. I used to tread her with caution, amen? Real caution. Sometimes when I say something in church, she would do... Then I'll say, sorry, don't misunderstand me, amen? In less than 12 months, the system flush her out. I say, Pastor, I'm leaving church. I say, oh, congratulations. You know some people, if you are leaving and we are saying congratulations, that means we also have been praying that you should leave. I'm supposed to be talking spirit-led life. Are you still with me? Do you read Bible? Do you read Bible? You remember Abraham's nephew, Lot? You remember Lot, Abraham's nephew? God called Abraham. What did Lot do? Lot followed. He called Abraham. Lot followed. Then the Bible said there was strife, misunderstanding between the servants. He said, Lord, no, let there be no strife between us, for we be brethren. Then the Bible says something very interesting. Lot took towards Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham went the other way. The next thing I read is shocking, sir. That as soon as Lot was separated from Abraham, the Lord spoke to Abraham. God spoke to him when Lot was separated from him. That means there are certain company you keep that you will stop hearing God. There are certain company you keep that you experience close heavens. You understand what I mean, close heavens, figuratively? Things will just stop working. On the other hand, compare and contrast. Saul found himself in company of prophets. He started prophesying. So there is a company that enhances your sensitivity. There is a company to keep. There is a company to avoid. If you want to hear God, there is a company to keep. And I will give you a clue. If the person pulls you towards the wrong direction, is a wrong company. Anyone that does not help you to glorify God is a wrong companion. Say an amen.
Amen.
Hey, I've not said what Kid Moore said, but remember, I gave you 1 point today too. Amen. That one of the reasons we fail to follow the leading of the Spirit is what? Lack of spiritual understanding. No wonder Paul said that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened. The greater your spiritual understanding, the better your ability to discern the voice of God. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Tamastaba dish to fatiti gia la kesubana pinadasta. I'll finish that talk on correction. Please just sit with me. Let me follow my heart and do some things. Are you with me? One other reason why we fail to follow the leading of the Spirit. Please listen to me. One other reason why many of us fail to follow God is that we ignore the counsels of our mentors. counsel of our mentors. The Bible says, a multitude of counselors, there is what? Safety. I mean, the book of Proverbs mentioned that like 3 times. Proverbs alone. Multitude of counselors, there is safety. That means, in absence of counsel, there's what? Insecurity. Can you say amen, please, if you are with me?
Amen.
Hello, help me. Are you with me?
Yes.
Now write this and never forget. You are just as safe as the counsels you are following. You are just as safe as the counsel you are following. You know, one time, my wife and I were talking. Why did I say one time? I'm always talking with my wife. But I mean, on this subject. So, we were talking. Then I said to her, you know what? There are some mistakes that you and I cannot make in this life. You know why? The counsels we are following. There are some mistakes we only hear some people are making. But we will not make them. I repeat, if there's no one calling you to order, your life will end in disorder. So I asked my wife a simple question, and if you're a wife, I'm advising you, go and ask your husband too. I asked her a simple question. I said, if you see me going the wrong direction, you try talking to me, I'm not listening. What will you do? She started mentioning names of people that she will quickly report to. She said, to begin with, I will go very soft. I will call Reverend Noon. I said, that's soft. He said, that one is soft now. He will talk to you softly. I said, what else? She said, Reverend Akanya is here. I said, Daddy Akpami is here. I won't tell you the rest, Ben. In fact, when she mentioned, I said, tap. In fact, I asked her in simple terms. If I said, if I tell you that it's over between you and I, there's divorce. She now mentioned names of men of timber and caliber. He said, you'll be surprised in 24 hours, we'll all be in this house. See, even if your husband said jokingly, mark my word, jokingly, let's go our separate ways. Call the right way that will call him to order. It's wrong thinking. That's where it begins from. You say you are covering your husband, you are covering your husband. The egg rotty, you are now crying for help. How do you get help when the head is cut off? You understand what I'm saying, madam? If your husband now says, Zen Chu Wenki, just call Ubenshi, Nini, Yezwe Chini. Just call me, say, Daddy, my husband says, Chinyeka, say, Pastor Joe, Kachi, Kachi, Ganina Kachi, or send me text message. You know one lady? Don't worry, I will land well. I'm seeing 2 minutes. I may add a little 5 minutes to land. One lady in one of our churches, not in Zaria, but one of our churches, I give you a good weapon if you're a sister that will help you. You will do her better in your husband's house if your husband knows that you are close to pastor, just a call away. Like this. So the man raked for his wife. Pack your load. And as he said, pack your load, he was helping her pack the load. She was looking at him. She didn't say anything. She just dialed my number in his presence. Daddy, how are you? I'm sure the man thought she was joking. She put on loud, said, "Daddy, how are you?" So my husband said, "I should pack my load now." I said, "Give him the phone." Say, I said, I now answer, I said, "Wait, I heard you say I should come and pack my daughter's load. Please, give me 3 days, I'm coming." He said, "Daddy, it's a lie." Oh, she said, "It's a lie. It's a joke." Oh. I said, "How dare you joke like that?" I said, "For that joke, sign her a check." And he gave her a check. Then she told him, "Try it again next time." If you are my daughter, wave. Wave. Now, let me give you another wisdom. Let me give you another wisdom. If your husband said, "This thing I'm telling you, don't tell daddy. If you tell him, you will leave my house." Just go out that you want to buy bread. Say, "Daddy, they say I should not tell you." Then I will simply answer you, "You have not told me. You are just thinking aloud. And leave me with him." That is if you married my son. But if you marry from opposing party, you understand what I'm talking about? You know how Labour Party cannot rebuke Wike? So if you go and marry from, I would just say, "It is well." "It is well. It is well. In the name of Jesus, it is well." But man, when you call and say, "Daddy, Ampara, Ampara," I would say, "Bakagan kwome ba tukunang. Pekigani ba? Zakara. Aleshikara." And so you should ask your husband. I say, "Ask. Who are the three persons that will tell you, sit down here and you will sit?" If he said there is none, you are a corpse waiting for burial day. You hear what he's saying? Preferably before marriage. But if you have married, you can see as amen. If you say there is none, just said, "I'm the one that you have shown mercy." Oh. Praise the Lord now. I say praise the Lord. All right. So, you remember I was telling you about Kidmore, about corrections? Okay. So, Kidmore said, and that statement blessed me. Listen to this. He said, "If you are not open to the Lord's corrections, you would not be sensitive to his directions." If you are not open to the Lord's corrections, you will not be sensitive to his directions. So you can write as number four. That should be number four. The fourth reason why we fail to follow the leading of the Spirit is that we ignore the corrections of the Lord. Corrections will make you correct. If you are not open to his corrections, you'll be insensitive to his directions. And see, many times the corrections God has for you, he will send it through your pastor. You send it through your pastor. You know, like Mrs. Miner seated there. Sorry, Apostle, I'm entering your church. Like Mrs. Miner seated there. One reason I can always call on her anytime is, no matter how I rebuke her, the answer is, thank you, Daddy. See her there. No matter how. Come and come. Say, if you don't get out, I'll flog you. Now, Tessie knows I can flog her. As in physical flogging. Even before her husband. But you. Even before mosquito, I cannot tap. Flog you. So that you kill me. You know how a mumu will interpret this correction talk I'm doing now? Huh? Who offended pastor? You are mumu. M-U square. Personally, well, I don't know about other leaders. Personally, I don't address offense from pulpit. I pull people out of their pit from here. This place is not for addressing offense. It's a place for correction. Say an amen, please. Amen. One of the assignments the Word of God has in our life is to correct us. 2 Timothy 3:16. Let's read that, please. Somebody said, me, I don't like this kind of word. I prefer the one that will make me shout and drop offering. You have been shouting for 10 years. See where you are. Apostle, you know one thing I realize experientially? The company you keep will affect your finances. There are certain company that money does not like. If you keep such company, money will run away from you. It's Pastor Ben Mark that taught me this house are saying, I did not know it until he said it. Hanya mkwidi danama chiji eni nka ganshika ime kashi. Now if you keep company with people that talk like this, you will never see money. How many of us know when snakes see human beings, they run away because they know you will kill them? So if you have that mindset, when money sees you, it will what? Run away. Money does not like people that kill it. It likes people that use it properly. Money is not for spending, it's for investing. Please give me that. Okay, let's read this. Let me find my seat. Praise God. All scripture is given by what? Help me now. All scripture is given by what? Inspiration of God and is profitable for what? Doctrine. Doctrine means teachings. We received teachings yesterday. We'll still receive teachings today. Doctrine. Teachings. For what? Call that word. What's another word for reproof? I know there's correction after that. What's another word for reproof? You know it. Rebuke. So a good pastor will rebuke you. Say amen. Amen. Rebuke. Reproof. Then for what? Say it aloud.
Correction.
Say it aloud.
Correction.
Ah. So the word of God is not just for teaching, it's for correction. Not just for impartation. No. Take it, that's the Holy Ghost. Correction, that's the Holy Ghost. Gatenangatenanku. You don't understand that one, sir. Story. Note it. If you get angry anytime you are corrected, you are proud and you have no future. If you get angry anytime you are corrected, you are what? Proud and you have no future. Willingness to accept correction is proof of humility. God bless you.